All right. Welcome. I am RupanRX, and this is Every Second Matters for May 2nd. I'm waiting for some other people to join, but it looks like something's wrong with my time schedule with YouTube, where the time just gets messed up. And I go over onto a separate account and I check out the time, and it's very wrong. So I don't know if I'm the one screwing it up or. I have it set for Eastern time, but when I set an appropriate time for the video, the time comes very wrong. So, either way, we're going to go ahead and start getting into it. Hello, viewers that are coming in here. What's up, Ghost? Hell yeah, Midnight. If you guys want a link, just say you want a link, or I'll just send you a link. I mean, whatever works. I don't have like a, I'm not fancy like Gelsma. I used to have some like a pretty large email set up, but I don't have that email list. I don't know what I did with it. So, am I hiding? Oh no, these are my Super Troopers 2. Where does it say it? It should say it on them. I thought I did. All right, well, these are, I swear there was a sticker on here somewhere. They came with my Super Troopers 2 package. Somebody may have peeled the sticker off. I swear there was a sticker on there. All right. Let me see what they're saying in the chat here. Ghost, does that work? If you want to cook, I'll send you the address. Yeah, I think I have your email address. Let me just check here. Yep, boom, got you right here. All right, sending you the link now. All right, so we haven't said what this chat's about. Pretty much, this is a Every Second Matters, and what Every Second Matters is it's going to be a Second Amendment update. Here is the patch I got from gunwebsites.com. Hi, bud. Oh, cool, bud. Go keep digging sand. So pretty much what this is a Second Amendment update for pretty much everything that's going on. Pretty much for everything that's going on. I've got since the last maybe, that's what I think. I think midnight. Pretty much what we're gonna do here is. We're going to go over what new things have come about since last month, since the last time we did one of these. I know in the last chat I forgot to mention a couple things. That just happens sometimes. I believe I forgot to mention that Vermont got the magazine ban, where now they are only allowed to have, I think, 10 round mags. I'll have to look for a link for that. If you have any, what I usually do at the end is I post all the links to all the information in this whole chat, everything I bring up. You'll be able to check it out yourself if you're interested. What's up, Squib?
Hey, good evening. Sorry about
It's all good. Welcome to Every Second Matters. You want to plug anything before we get started?
Lock and load Monday nights at 10 or 11 Eastern, whichever it ends up being. Budget Guns and Gear has a show on Friday at 7 p.m. called The Right of the People, and Caliber Corner, Saturday mornings at 9 Eastern.
Awesome. All right. I turned myself up a little bit. And I'm going to turn Squib down just a little bit. Hi, Vanessa. Hey, Dead Horse. I sent you a link, Dead Horse. If anybody else wants a link, just let me know in the chat and post your email. Sorry about the lighting here. Not really much we're going to be able to do about that. All right. Let's put Squib right there. Let's see if that works. All right. So let's start digging into it. I'm going to stop sharing my face. We're going to cut over. What's up, RL? What's up, Russ? If anybody wants a link, let me know. I'll shoot you one.
Daddy, I need some money to buy it. I'm not sure I have.
What's up, Psycho? I think you're Nick, right? Oh, but we're doing the chat right now. You need $2,000 more. Yeah, no problem, Rick. Oh, crap. Yeah, we got to hurry up. We're going to try to move through this a little quicker than I wanted. Usually runs about an hour to an hour and a half, but we're going to move pretty quick through here. So we're going to first bring up the first one. Here we go. Let's go ahead and screen share. That one really doesn't matter. We'll go through it anyways. Awesome. Let me try to... Application window. Yeah, the application window thing doesn't seem to work. It worked like once. And now it's not working anymore. Okay, here we go with one thing right away. We're going ahead. And let me just make sure I'm presenting to everyone with this. Present to everyone. There we go. That way. Okay. Pretty much the parents are angry that there's a tradition where people dress up as colonists. It's in Arlington. It's kind of like a Revolutionary War dress up. They do it every year because I'm pretty sure Arlington is actually where the first shots were fired. So it's kind of like a big deal for them. Anyways, yeah, we're on low on time today, so we're going to go ahead. I'm going to put the link in the description for this one if you're interested in getting triggered. Like I said earlier, if you're interested in getting triggered about any of these articles, just let me know, and we're going to go ahead and throw them. Here we go. What are we going to look at here? There's a lot of good stuff in here. I really wanted to talk for a long time, and I apologize. I tried to get this started at 6, but it just couldn't happen this month. Let me just check in the chat here for a second.
Well, on YouTube, it was saying you were going to go live at 6:30. Then it said you were going to go live at 9:30.
See, I have no idea what's going on with my time thing. I'm just a little confused.
Well, I mean, it's like all those people who live in the central time zone that think anybody else uses that time. Come on, guys. Quit being selfish. Nobody uses that.
Yeah. Next good thing was Vista Outdoors. I put some notes here for this one. Where is it? Savage, Vista Outdoors, because of the pressure from the March for Our Lives and REI and apparently a bunch of other companies stopped selling the products. They are now selling Savage. Vista Outdoors is the company that owns Savage. I have a full copy. Like I said, I was hoping that this would be a little longer. Here is a full copy of all sorts of information. They called it a strategic business plan, but we all know it's really, oh crap, we got to dump this gun business now. So I'll post a link for that in the chat. Here's one of my favorite things that I wanted to bring up right here. The state urges banks to stop doing business with gun industry. So obviously it's New York Governor Cuomo is urging banks and insurance companies in New York to reconsider any ties they have with the gun industry. This is actually a real article. It's pretty crazy. It gets into the nitty gritty, but what came out of it, which was really cool, which is a link from something that Steve Hornady said, the president of Hornady Manufacturing, the state of New York did one of the most despicable acts ever perpetrated by any state by asking New York banks, financial institutions, and insurance companies to stop doing business with the gun and ammo industry. While it may not make a difference in New York, Hornady will not knowingly allow our ammunition to be sold to the government of the state of New York or any NY agencies. Their actions are a blatant and disgusting abuse of the office, and we don't associate with a government that acts like that. They should be ashamed. Now, that's extremely true. Has any of you guys see that article? Have any thoughts on that?
this is just a company fighting back the way the companies have been going against manufacturers, store owners, things like that. You know, when you got a bank or credit card who says they're not going to do business, or you got a store that says they're not going to sell to anybody who's 18, even though law says they can, or something like that. This is a company going, all right, fine, you can play at that game.
Yeah. I mean, I hope that more manufacturers stop selling them. I absolutely agree. If they're trying to shut down the entire gun industry, if you actually read through the article, you know, it's not just the NRA. He's talking about the entire gun industry. And, you know, the no cops, no guns for their cops then. You know, that's where their guns come from, the gun industry. You know. But, you know, we can only hope. That may sound very radical, but we can only hope for that. What's up, Dead Horse?
What up, man? I was going to try and catch you on that Vista Outdoors thing, man, that from my understanding, like, they don't fully own that company outright. They just own majority shareholding stock in it. So basically, they're going to let their stock go, right? So, this is the same company that owns, like, Bushnell, Weaver, Simmons, Millet, Tasco, RCBS, Butler Creek, Hoppy's Number 9, CCI, Blazer, Federal Ammo, like American Eagle, Savage, Stevens, you know, so they own like a bunch of gun businesses. But I don't, like, just because they're letting go of Savage, Stevens, and they're like, oh, they're going to stop, Vista Outdoors is going to stop making rifles. Savage and Stevens is not going out of business. They're not stopping making rifles. Nothing's going to change at those fucking factories. Management's not going to change. The workers on the floor ain't going to change. Literally, stock is going to be like bought and sold, which happens every fucking day on the stock market. They're just trying to make it seem like it's a bigger fucking deal and a bigger thing than what it is, dude. But it is, like, it's not a big deal, man. And these companies have already been bought and sold several fucking times over in the last 10 years. And they're just making it seem like it's something new. So, like, it's really not a big deal.
Yeah. Fair enough. In about 10 minutes, we're going to send everybody over to Rick's chat. We might keep going if you guys want. But I don't want to step on Rick that much, because Rick's a good guy. He does a chat.
Yeah, I look forward to his tonight's still a disability chat. So I look forward to that.
Correct. So we're going to try to move through some of this. That's a great point, though. That's a great point. See, I really don't know anything about Vista Outdoors, so point taken. We're done with our buddy.
Well, I just wanted to put that out there, like, because the news articles are making it seem like they're stopping selling, like, they're not making guns. I literally read articles at Vista Outdoors to stop manufacturing guns. Like, they don't fucking make guns. Like, Savage and Stevens makes guns. These guys just own, like, controlling interest in them. Like, they don't own the company outright. Like, you know, there's still other shareholders and stuff, and they just can't say, oh, like, all of a sudden we're going, like, we're shutting you down. Like, it's just stock changing hands. Like, they're going to put up their share of the company for sale. That's all, and they're going to, you know, want to get bought out by either the current shareholders or, you know, by someone else.
Yeah.
It's just the media is trying to spin it to make it sound like anti-gun and like, oh, look, like the gunners are giving up. And you know what I mean? Companies are giving in. They're trying to spin it that way, but it's not about that. It's not about this company saying, oh, like guns are bad. We're getting out of the gun business because it's bad. This company owns fucking tons of gun companies. You know, they're just basically selling their stock in Savage Stevens. That's it. That's all that's happening.
Fair enough. So it's not really a big deal at all. It's just them blowing it out of proportion.
Blowing it up out of proportion. Yeah, dude. If this would have happened like, 10 years ago or something before, like the gun craze kind of thing has happened, like people wouldn't even bat an eye at it. It's no difference than like Colt being bought and sold or Freedom Group buying a new company or selling off a company. It's no different.
Alrighty. Isn't Vista is one of the biggest ammo producers in the U.S. Midnight Range.
Yeah, Federal, CCI, American Eagle, like all that. Yeah.
Wildcat is giving. All right, I sent Smeggy a link. I haven't got an email from him yet, though. So, all right, to push through this next one real quick here. These are two together, I believe. But it's about the red flag laws or the EPO or whatever, the Extreme Risk Protection Order, ERPO laws. Healy challenges the red flag laws. So pretty much, or pushes the red flag laws. So pretty much our state, I read this like a week ago, or 2 weeks ago, anyways, our state, whenever it came out, our state is pushing for them hardcore. The legislator had a meeting today at noontime, I think, or 12:30 or something, where they're going to talk about it. I'm pretty sure they're going to do it. There are already layers in place in this state where Massachusetts, where they can, I mean, due process, and pretty much the chief, as far as I know, can pretty much just like call up a judge and get your license removed. Or I think he might actually be able to, I'm not exactly sure, I can't remember, but I think they might actually be able to just pull your license without that and then deal with the judge. I forget how it goes, but I know we already have.
Basically before any probable cause, right? Or before being convicted of anything, found guilty.
Correct, but that already exists. Oh, no, oops. I gotta stop screen sharing for a sec to send Smeggy an email. Oh no, I can't press the button. Oh no. All right, so yeah, so pretty much there's already something in place in Massachusetts that gives the chief a lot of discretion and it gives the chief a lot of power for your local PD. So, all right, Squib, can you send Smeggy a link? I don't want to show off his email. I already showed it off for like a second. I don't want to click over to his name. I can't stop screen sharing.
I can try. Let me give it a shot.
My thing stopped.
I can on GC.
Awesome. Thank you.
I just sent him one on GC. So, Smeggy, if you're on GC, it's there.
Yeah, so pretty much, you know, they want him real bad. They know that violence. They already know it. You know, I wanted to pull up a link from Gun Owners Action League, but so they believe that this is going to do a lot. But Gun Owners Action League has, and Chris Pinto from Mass Gun Rights have been putting together like lists of people who the Massachusetts state legislator, not the state legislator, who let walk, who have insane amounts of gun charges. So there was a Yarmouth MA police officer. There's an MA police officer who was killed. This is one of the best ones right here.
Can I say something real quick before you jump to this one?
Go ahead.
I just want to say for those red flag / extreme protection order, blah, 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 whatever, just call them the take guns first, due process maybe later. That's the best nickname for them.
Oh yeah.
Because that's what it is, right? It's take your guns first and maybe you can get some due process in the future. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. But just going to say hi to Travis P11 and Grim real quick. That's a good, I think. So pretty.
Hey, Smeggy, you got a text. Just letting you know.
Okay, well, I'm in here, so I'm good to go. Gun Channels for the win. Dead horse beat all you guys by just sending it on Gun Channels. But thank you for looking out for me.
Awesome. So pretty much, thank you, Dead Horse. So pretty much, thanks, Quib. So pretty much this guy, Officer Gannon, was murdered by a criminal who has been arraigned 122 different times. And this year alone, he has been arrested before killing this officer. He was arrested three times and was had illegal guns on him every time. So I don't understand what, you know, there is so many instances of this happening. Mass Gun Rights, I said, for Chris Pinto over there, has a running list of this stuff. Like every time it happens, they save the name, they save what happened, like a little blip from the story. So pretty much they just let people walk all the time who should be in jail or should at least have something done to them, you know, and they let people walk all the time and gun violence just continues. And they want to stop gun violence by putting red flag laws in place, which is just silly. But if more Healy's watching, just, you know, go check out how many times people have been extremely lenient on repeat offenders. It's pretty easy. There's a Chris Pinto, mass gun rights. There we go. All right. So obviously I disagree. Governor Charlie Baker, I went to, he's big. He's part of this. I got out of work a little late. I apologize. I was planning on like spending an hour before running the show reading through all the articles, so I sound like I knew what I was talking about, but that did not happen. So I just apologize if I'm kind of like rifling through this stuff. And Rick's show starts in about 2 minutes, so we're gonna have to wrap this one up. So I'll put a link for this. Like I said, everything else, I'm gonna put a link in the description. Governors form a group to study gun violence, offer solutions. So pretty much they're just moving on, working around. They're going to ignore, because they always blame that there's no good statistics on gun violence. They're pretty much just going to work on studying it themselves. I'm sure they're going to get insane grants from their states. Governors of northeastern states, obviously, and Puerto Rico. So, you know, I'm sure I can. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I was just going to say, is that similar to like the mayors against guns, only now it's the governor level?
Yeah, they're going to find effective prevention strategies. Of course. Yeah. I mean, you know what their strategy is going to go. They're going to, we need to ban guns now. That's going to be their strategy. We need to ban them all semi-automatics. Here we go. Next one. This is pretty good. I tried to look into it, but the survey was taken down. Let me check the chat real quick here. Yeah, we need red flag laws. I agree. I agree, Grim. Yep, Democrats, ban Democrats. All right, so pretty much the CDC did a bunch of surveys. I read this whole article on Reason, and pretty much they were surprised to find out doing a bunch of polls. I read this whole thing and I was really aggravated that the study from CLEC was missing. It's just a lot about it's about gun ownership. And where are we going? Here, let's just never bothered, CDC never bothered making public surveys, provided more evidence that plenty of Americans innocently defended themselves with guns. There we go. So pretty much it goes through everything. It's a great article, but where I'm aggravated is that when you go to, you can go to NPR talking about they revisited the controversy, but here, did they take the article away? Yeah, they got rid of the guy. Kleck's article was here where you could have read his whole piece, but I don't know if someone, it got shut down or taken off. It was pretty upsetting. Like I said, I'll throw a link to this, and if I get a hold of the study that actually has this data in it, then I will be probably doing its own video for it. So just a heads up on that one. This is something silly. The NRA, this is from Yahoo News. Pretty much, oh boy, the NRA was banning, here we go, I clicked away from it.
Oh, we saw what it said. It was basically that because of the vice president and the president speaking at the NRA convention, they're banning guns. But it's only for the parts where they're going to be. So it's not the whole NRA convention. It's just whatever like auditorium they're in, which those are normally ticketed events anyways. Like you go to the show, it's free to get in if you're an NRA member. You wind around, look at the new guns, do whatever. Then you get a ticket to go see a speech. That's the part that's protected.
I'll tell you what, man. I don't think it even matters what the president is. Like, what if he's Democrat, Republican? It doesn't even matter who or what he is. I think the NRA convention is probably the safest fucking place in the world for that president. I'm just saying. Because, like, I think we can all agree it doesn't matter who or what the president is. Like, you know, people are going to, like, you know, they would try, they would, you know, step in front of a bullet for the president. That's just something.
Yeah. So I'll tell you this. I know last year at the NRA convention when Trump Jr. was there, a big group of us were wandering around. All of a sudden, it's like, hey, there's Trump Jr. And he was surrounded by, like, some bodyguards and stuff. One of the guys went and took a picture standing with him. Like, he put his arm around him. He was carrying. I took the picture. I was carrying. The other people around, like, we had guns within inches of the president's son surrounded. There were Secret Service people there. Nobody cared.
Yep.
Because he was in the main floor, right? He was in the regular thing, and that was allowed.
Yeah, and here we go. I clicked away again. I mean, yeah. I just thought it was a funny article, and I understand why, but I also think at the same time, it actually is kind of something silly to poke fun at, you know, because the NRA does say that more guns make people more safer, you know, so it was definitely something fun to poke fun at. Obviously, they are seriously politically.
Yeah, they're trying to call the NRA hypocrites, but it's not the NRA doing it. That's a federal Secret Service level thing. It's not the NRA's choice not to allow guns in the auditorium. So basically, wherever the president shows up surrounded by Secret Service turns into a gun-free zone. That's just the way it works.
Yeah, I got it. All right, I don't want to step on Rick's show too much here.
Yeah, you can step on a little.
We might be losing some people here. Why is this not zooming in now? Let's not zoom in. All right. So, where's the zoom button? There we go. Okay. Here is a cool little link I found from concealedcarrynation.org. It just talks about some anti-gun companies. Now, yeah, you don't have to boycott these if you don't want to. But, I mean, on the same end, you know, if you get a chance to, if you're looking at Jack in the Box or you're looking at, I don't know, Burger King or something, go to Burger King, you know. Hey, Steve, HRHVS, welcome. We're sending all of our viewer base over to Rick Mitchell. Just a heads up, Rick's Life as I See It is live. And Shooting with Disabilities.
I didn't know we had a viewer base.
There's like six people watching now, but you know, we're running out of time, and I don't want to step on Rick. We're gonna keep running for another couple minutes here, but just as a heads up, go check out Rick. So awesome. Does anybody want to talk about? Anybody who's not in Rick's chat or hasn't left, you guys want to bring up anything I brought up during the show?
About the red flag laws?
Yeah.
So there's an organization here called LAID, L-A-I-D, Living Armed in Detroit. And one of the things the head guy there, or the spokesman, or I don't know what exactly his job is, it's just all him by himself. Sorry, I can't remember the gentleman's name, but he's been working on trying to prevent red flag laws that were trying to be established by the city of Detroit. And his premise was that if you knew somebody you wanted to get at was armed, all you had to do was go and lie and say that they threatened you, the police would come and take away their only protection. And then after that's gone, then they're easy pickings. And I thought that was some sound logic. Now, maybe for somebody who doesn't live in a big city or a city with high crime or something like that, that wouldn't be what they would be thinking of with regard to the red flag laws. But sometimes you got to think outside of the box.
Well, it's not just big cities where people want to get at each other. I mean, you ever hear of the Hatfields and McCoys? That wasn't a big city.
No, but what I mean, though, is that for some people, they might be thinking that the red flag laws, you're gonna falsely accuse somebody, and it's just to get at them, to make them miserable, to cost them money, to aggravate them. And in other places, it may be because you want to do something violent against them, not because they, you're just really liberal-minded and you think everything and everybody's a threat or whatnot. So,
yeah, no, I mean, it's true on both ends, man. If people know that those laws exist and they don't like somebody, if they especially don't like somebody, then it's gonna get used against somebody. There's no way it's not. I don't care.
Yeah, I mean, all you had to do if you lived in Germany during World War II was accuse somebody of something and or being Jewish, and then the Nazis would show up and take it, the stormtroopers would show up, the SS, and the next day they'd be gone.
Or accuse them of communism during the McCarthy era, right?
Well, that wasn't as bad as what the Nazis did, but it's the same
principle. True, but same principle. People lost their job. I mean, the Nazis were also throwing communists and homosexuals in the camps, too. But, yeah, it was majority was Jewish.
Slavs, anybody who from Slav, because they wanted to annex Czechoslovakia.
Yep.
I mean, if anybody, like with the Sudetenland and all that stuff. Anyway, let's not go all the way back to World War II.
Yeah, I got something with the Every Second Matters. I'll link it to the red flag thing, but it covers a bunch of other stuff. I just kind of want to promote the video that I did earlier today. It's about a half hour long legislative update for the past month. Every state and federal level thing, every step of the process through committees, Senate, House, governor signing, vetoing, introduced, like whatever. So I encourage people to check that out and figure out what's going on locally to them and in other states. And that was a recurring theme, was the take guns first, due process maybe later if we feel like it, I guess.
Which is what Trump said, right?
Also, you know, so we still have some of the raising the age limits to 21, the multi-burst trigger activators, things like that. Those are all still on the table.
I mean, that sounds like something that would somebody would install on like a Star Fury Babylon 5 space fighter. I mean,
yeah, unfortunately what they mean is binary triggers and bump stocks, and possibly depending on how vague the law is, polishing the trigger.
I mean, anything with a reset. I just had to buy a Dremel to help me polish the bolt on my bolt action rifle, because CZ really didn't do a very good job on it, and it sticks sometimes. So I tried using Never Dull and hand polishing it, but it's taken forever. So I broke down and bought a micro Dremel and some buffing.
So it's just, it's a good reminder to stay vigilant out there. One of the best examples in Illinois last month, they had the gun dealer license, which would basically require a state level license for gun and ammunition sales, even though they already have an FFL, they'd have to go through a state level process, which was, you know, more money, more restrictions, more
red tape,
bureaucracy, whatever. That got vetoed by the governor. They introduced an amendment to bring it right back. So they're like, oh, we passed this thing. Oh, you vetoed it? We're just going to pass it again. Like, he already vetoed it. He doesn't like it. He's not going to sign it again. They just keep trying over and over and over and over again. So even
well, here's the thing.
Someone, you got to stay vigilant.
Unconstitutional laws aren't laws. And they've passed a crap load of unconstitutional laws. Now, you can't run a business with that attitude, because the government will just come in and shut you down. But you can live your life with that attitude as an individual citizen. Unconstitutional laws are not laws, and myself, I feel honor bound to disobey all of them. So, but does anyone disagree with that? Or
no, I don't disagree. But we're gonna jump into this next topic here real quick. Pretty much. This is an important. Oh, Smeggy, I want you to give me. Can you email me? I got your email. Can you email me a link to your show or either that, or I'll find the link because I want to put it in my show description. But
yeah, certainly I will do that. For anyone listening, it is over on gunchannels.com/everysecondmatters, along with this video right now too that we are live right there, right this second over on Gun Channels.
Oh, thank you.
But, so. Yeah, it's over there. I'll get you a link, though, for the description. Sure.
What?
Awesome. Thanks. I got to hurry up here because it's almost bedtime. We got to do bedtime stories. So to bring this up, apparently there was a huge win in Massachusetts, apparently. The ban on possession of stun guns is apparently against the Second Amendment. Now, I had no idea. You know, it's funny that semi-automatic rifles are banned, according to Massachusetts, but somehow an electronic stun gun isn't banned. But, you know, so pretty much they go on about it. I got from State Senator Brownsberger in Mass. I believe he's in Quincy. I got some information about it from him. I'm going to put a link to his page in the description. It's pretty good. I apologize for the background noise if you guys can hear anything. I'll put a link to him. If you're in Massachusetts, you can sign up for an email list that he has, and they actually have staffers and maybe him that respond to actual emails, which is crazy because most of the time nobody will respond back to you at all. So then, of course, now like a week later or a couple days later, we have this editorial coming out here. Hey, Beacon Hill, stun guns are too lethal to ignore. So apparently stun guns are extremely lethal. They talk about designed to incapacitate, temporarily injure or kill. Something I really wanted to bring up is they are not, stun guns are not a good replacement for firearms, if anybody's interested. But I really wanted to point out something important in this article is it says for years, women, and yes, far more often than not, it was women, had to deal with the lengthy process required to simply possess a can of mace. It meant that applying for a Class B firearms identification card from the local police department, being fingerprinted, providing references, surely possessing a stun gun ought to be at least that rigorous. So they actually had to change the article because they said that you needed this. So you do not need a Class B firearms identification card anymore to possess any of that stuff. In 2014, that was just completely removed. So there was, I believe it's in the gun violence prevention reform. So, yeah. So it's funny like how they like reference this.
They were mentioning that, like that was a good thing or whatever, right? I mean, they're like, yeah, they used to have to go through all this process to get a thing. We should do that for stun guns. It's like, how can you not understand when you type that out, how that's a bad thing?
Well, I'm waiting for them to ban lightsabers. I mean, they don't exist, but that hasn't stopped them from banning things that don't exist before, like the multi-burst trigger activators. I mean, why don't they pass a law banning lightsabers? Nobody's ever figured out how to build one, but I mean, they're in the movies and they're dangerous, the movies. And certainly having the thing not exist before has never stopped anybody from writing a law banning it, so.
No, yeah, I agree. And I mean, like I said, I've heard so many people with licenses buying this stuff for people before when it was law. I heard of so many people going out and buying spray for women who didn't want to get a firearms license. So, I mean, it's just completely avoiding it going around that anyways. But it's just, you know, I mean, there's so many cases. There are cases where people are killed with stun guns. Absolutely. But I just believe there's so much media and so much reference that shows that stun guns are not extremely dangerous. Whoops.
Well, it happened right here, like a block away from me, but the police were the people that killed somebody with a stun gun. They can be dangerous, sure, if you're picking on people with pacemakers or heart conditions, yeah. But
they could be, but here's the thing. If I'm using it for self-defense and it ends up being lethal, well, sorry,
Like, I'm still trying to save my life, which is why I carry a firearm anyways. Like, I'm not opposed to something being lethal if, as long as you only use it when you absolutely need it. You know, maybe the person will survive, maybe they won't. But as long as it stops the attack, I really don't care about the outcome. But that is, it's still a good example, though, of the Second Amendment does apply to things other than just firearms. I mean, we have a lot of, like, knife rights fights. You know, I know Michigan just recently got auto knives, which is cool. That was last October.
Right. It says the right to bear arms. It doesn't just say firearms. It says arms.
Right. And so any of that stuff, stun guns, mace, knives.
Yeah, yeah. I just got a katana. I just got a katana that I like.
Yeah, so I don't want to cut this short, but I got to read bedtime stories. Did we just lose Dead Horse? All right, I got to read some bedtime stories. I'll probably be in the live.
Go ahead. Have fun with that. That's got to be fun with your kids.
It actually is lots of fun. I appreciate that. Thanks. Thanks for coming, everybody. Pretty much this is, this is a very quick update. I flew through everything real quick. Maybe I'll do, if I feel like I need to, or if someone's interested, I'll post a comment down below. I'll do a longer video on any of this stuff, and I'll make sure I read the article first. But, pretty much I just saved all this junk in my phone. Every time I heard something silly, I read the whole article, said, is this worthy of putting in Every Second Matters? These are not, there is no one Every Second Matters. So pretty much if you got a cell phone and you got a Google account, you can make your own Every Second Matters. Maybe I've missed something. Maybe I've missed a lot, you know? So this is just some important stuff. I'm really interested in this. I appreciate the people who kind of turned me on this stuff. And don't be afraid to do your own, no matter what state you live in. So thanks, everybody, for coming. We got a couple people still kicking around here. We still have Psycho at Midnight kicking around. I hope everybody else jumped over to Rick's chat. But all right, does anybody want to say anything on our way out here? Start with you, Smeggy.
Yeah, I just want to reiterate something I've said multiple times, but it's call your peoples, whether that be representatives, senators, governors, mayors, presidents, whoever. Let them know that you're Second Amendment a supporter, and you expect them to also be a Second Amendment supporter. And honestly, even if they're, they're never going to change their mind, whatever, it lets them know that you're watching. When they do something you don't like and you tell them that, it's going to be in the back of their head. Next time they do something that you're not going to like, they're going to say, well, remember that one dude? He's paying attention, and he probably tells a bunch of his friends, and I want them all to vote for me, so maybe I won't do this thing that's, not really needed and is anti-gun anyways. So just keep that in mind. We talk about it at least once a month of Second Amendment stuff, but the biggest way to make change is to, get involved and tell the people what you want them to do. That's their job.
Hey, you can't get me to stop blogging or shut up about it, so. And when the show's over, I need to harass Maggie about solar panels.
Yeah, I'm not sure why Rupin's muted here, so I guess we'll just kind of keep it going for a little bit.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've been talking. I was saying something. I didn't realize I was still muted. Check out Smeggy's Cave, Smeggy42 at YouTube. Check him out. He's got some interesting stuff on his channel. Not all of it's gun related. Squib, do you want to plug anything other than HVS?
What's that, man? It's kind of loud over here. I didn't hear that.
Just it's your turn to say stuff, Squib.
Oh, stuff. Thanks. It's loud. Later.
All right, check out Squib Load on YouTube.
Oh, no, don't bother. Those videos suck. I still haven't released anything new lately, and I said I was, and I haven't made time. They suck. Don't bother.
I want to see how your garden comes out that you said you're working on. I'd like to see some video of that.
All right, HVS.
Okay, so Monday, Monday night, I have the lock. I run the Lock and Load show. I've been doing it for how many years? It's been years, unbelievably or not, on gunchannels.com/HVS or YouTube, Hawaii Volcano Squad. And basically, every once a week, I try and say something intelligent. And that's like my goal for Monday nights. Doesn't always work, but we have fun, and you never know who'll show up. Talk about prepping stuff, Second Amendment stuff, the grand solar minimum, the reduction of the magnetosphere power, and how it affects all of us. Well, I'll probably end this by saying, check out if you haven't checked out the Firearms Policy Coalition, they have they're real pretty damn good. They've got a YouTube channel, a web page, and they do those legislative action alerts that they mail to you, and it's pretty well organized. And they have a show every morning, coffee with somebody or other, and they just talk of whatever.
Craig De La Cruz or De La Cruz?
Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah, and I like that. There's a lot of great Second Amendment organizations you can join out there. I try and join them all and stay updated. Some of them don't honor renew, but that's a good one, Firearms Policy Coalition. So check them out on YouTube, if nothing else, and they'll have links to their organization stuff and see if you like them. And if you do, hey, I think it's like $20 to join or 15 or something like that, and you get some bling for doing that. And it's like all the little organizations. It's not just the NRA. It's all the little organizations that are as a collective. It's very effective when they get together and lobby for freedom, I guess is the way to put it. So, what I like to say at the end of my Lock and Load show is that you were born free, have the courage to live your life that way.
Hell yeah. Oh, hey, General Relativity. He was just shooting at Smith. Yeah, definitely. No, that is important. Hawaii Volcano Squads is Monday nights at, 8 or 9 Eastern?
We're doing it five Hawaiian time.
Five Hawaiian time. All right. And then when is Edge on? Friday nights? At what time?
He's on, about 11 midnight Eastern.
All right.
Yeah. He always says Central Time in Texas because he's in
Nobody
Texas.
Nobody uses that crap. He's like you, HBS. He's within an hour, one way or the other.
So Hawaiian Standard Time just gets no respect. What can I say?
Yeah. Alrighty. So if you have not checked it out, go check out gunchannels.com. There'll be a link in the description. It's like a social media for gun owners. If you want to create content, you can post the content there. There is daily live shows where you can go and actually use video chat or just chat with other gun owners. If you're driving all of your non-gun friends crazy with gun talk, head over to there, jump into one of the live shows. It's usually daily. Usually there's two shows daily, and it's just very interesting. You can talk their ear off.
Yeah, it's all gun talk all the time, and you'll never drive them crazy because they already are.
Hell yeah. Well, this has been Every Second Matters for May, and thanks again, Smeggy, Squib, and HVS for stopping by. And maybe next month I'll be a little more prepared, maybe not. But either way, every second matters. Thank you.